Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Previously on Blood Ties.
Okay, what am I looking at?
Nothing. Camera's down.
Richard, you can't let something like that slide for 2 weeks. You're head of security.
And how are you feeling now, Mr. Mayhew?
I feel large and in charge.
So he was happy?
Bob Mayhew left here happy.
Tell me what's going on here, right now.
You seem like a very kind man, Santino, and you need to get away from here now.
What is that?
Oh, that was Trixie.
A listener note, this episode contains adult language.
Hey, Santino.
Finally, where have you been? I've been calling.
Been getting to know our new business partner and his patients.
You mean like Trixie?
Yes. Santino, how did you know about her?
Okay, there's this whole list of names in Bob's papers, and Trixie was on it.
And?
I got 15 names here. All former patients. I've been up all night trying to find them, and they're all missing. Those people have all disappeared, Al. Everyone except for one. Trixie.
You found her?
Yes. And we're going to see her. As soon as you get back down to sea level.
Okay. Let's go see Trixie. Of Dr. Kosar's missing patients keep echoing through my brain. And now I've got a new name for the list. Bob Mayhew. My late CFO. The guy who left the mountain happy and then killed himself 2 weeks later. Part of me is desperate to find out these other people didn't meet the same fate. But a bigger part of me doesn't want to know. A bigger part of me is asking, what's the point of curing an epidemic if the cure is worse than the disease?
Hello, and welcome to OmniMark. Can I help you find what you're looking for?
We're looking for Mary Henderson.
Sure, Mary's on samples today. Just go straight through the bag.
Okay, who is Mary Henderson?
That's Trixie's real name. There she is.
She looks good. She looks... fine.
Try our cheese and sausage extravaganza.
Come on.
Hello. Would you like to try our new cheese and sausage extravaganza?
Are you Mary?
I am.
I'm Santino Reyes, and this is Eleanor Richland.
Okay.
We're here from Richland Health Services, and we just wanted to talk...
No. Please leave me alone. Please, I swear,
understand.
I didn't say anything.
Mary.
I don't want to talk to you. Please.
Mary.
Please.
We just want to make sure you're okay. We know you had a horrible experience on the mountain. If you want us to walk out of here and never talk to you again, I'll do it. You have been through enough already. It is totally up to you.
Okay. My break's in 10 minutes. Meet me by the loading docks.
Santino, she's not okay.
No, she's definitely a very long way from okay.
From Wondery, this is the third season of Blood Ties.
It's a strange day, and I know that all along. I'm going elsewhere, cause heroes seem to be wrong. It's a strange day, I guess it's not on my mind now.
This is episode 5, Adverse Reactions.
Hey guys, I got 10 minutes.
We just wanted to check in on you, Mary, see how you're doing. I saw your tape from Dr. Kosar's trial and it looks like you had a rough time.
Yeah. It was the single worst experience of my entire life. When I left there, all I could think about was killing myself. Everywhere I went, on a bridge, thought about jumping. in the bar, thought about smashing a glass and cutting my wrist in the bathroom. Every day, every minute, it was like death was everywhere, just waiting for me.
Did you report any of this to Dr. Kosar's team?
I tried to. No one wanted to hear about it. They said it was an adverse reaction.
Oh, yeah, I had one of those, big time. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Worst part was, I felt like the only person on Earth this had happened to. Seemed like everybody else felt amazing afterwards.
You know other test subjects?
Sure. You know, Dr. Kosar's got a huge following. Chat rooms, places online like that. And every time I'd asked a question or say something like things didn't go quite right for me, the rest of the board would just pile on, attacking me. One guy even found my address, posted it online.
And then you went underground.
Me and a few others. Other people who had the same fucked up experience I did. Slowly but surely, we found each other. We even had a code name for Kosar, so he wouldn't pop up in many search results. The Grim Reaper.
Wow.
How many of you were there?
27 strong.
Does the name Peter Higgins mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah. I know Pete. He's good.
What about Sean McQuarrie?
He's in the Reapers, too.
All still alive.
I'm sorry. How do you know those names?
Well, they're all right here, Mary.
Ugh, you can't show this list to anyone, please. You don't understand. We kept to ourselves for years, and we want to keep it that way.
So that's why you ran away from us. You were scared of Dr. Kosar.
I was scared because of you. You two come asking questions just a week after your company told me to keep my mouth shut.
Wait, who told you not to talk?
Richland Health Services. Got here last week talking about the NDAs I signed and medical confidentiality and getting sued and all that.
Do you remember his name?
Let me think. Weird guy.
Was his name Bob Mayhew by any chance?
No. My dad's a Bob. I'd have remembered that. This guy was, Richard.
Richard Ludwig?
That's the one. Said he was head of security, but I'm guessing from the looks on your faces right now, he came here on his own.
Mary, I am so sorry you had to go through that.
I'm not.
Wait, you aren't?
Don't get me wrong, it was awful. But over time, I realized Kosar 1 is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Really?
I'm clean. We all are. Every name on that list is sober, employed. Some have families now. The drug worked. I gotta get back. Listen, please don't take this the wrong way, but I'd really love it if I never saw you or anyone from your company ever again.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Weird.
What?
Steps are so clean now. There were condolence flowers piled up out here, just rotting. You could smell them from the street. She wouldn't let me bring them in.
Hello? Who's there?
Wendy, it's Santino Reyes. I was here the other day.
I can't talk now. It's not a good time.
Same Wendy, though.
Wendy, it's me, Eleanor Richland.
I'm not supposed to talk to anyone. I know why you're here, and I'm sorry, Eleanor, but I can't.
Wendy, when we talked on the phone, you said you'd wish I'd pay more attention. You said if I'd been paying attention, none of this would have happened. I'm paying attention now, Wendy. I know Bob and Richard Ludwig were working together to kill this deal, and I want to know why.
Oh, Eleanor, you don't know anything.
The place looks great, Wendy. So much cleaner. You look like you're doing really well.
Safe to say, I've turned a corner. Coffee will be ready in a minute.
Wendy, Bob went to Colorado 2 weeks ago.
Oh, did he ever? My God, for a while there, I thought he was never coming back.
What do you mean?
Oh, the man who came back was definitely Bob, but Bob without all the sadness and the anger and the fear. It was like he'd been cleansed. Something happened to him there. The mountains, maybe.
Wait, I'm sorry, Wendy, this doesn't make sense. Why did he go to Colorado?
He said he was vetting the deal. He said he wanted to prove to you that this Anton Kosar was a fraud.
Oh.
God, Eleanor, he loved you so much. Richard, too, in his way. They felt like they had to look out for you, what with your dad being gone and all. They took that responsibility very seriously. Anyway, Bob came home. He put one hand on each of my shoulders, and he said to me, "That guy Kosar is the real thing."
Wait, Bob said that?
He told me that everything was going to be different. He even did a little dance. God, that felt so wonderful to see him like that.
Wendy, I had no idea about any of this. Bob never said a word to me.
He wanted to. Richard wouldn't let him.
So Bob was for the deal? And Richard told him to keep quiet?
Not in so many words. That's not Richard's way. But he must have noticed my husband suddenly happy and excited, and, well, that's when it started.
What started, Wendy?
You remember those condolence flowers outside?
Yeah, of course.
Bob got back from Colorado on a Sunday, and by Tuesday, those started arriving, with little notes addressed to me saying, "You're in my thoughts and prayers," as if Bob was dead.
You started getting those while Bob was still alive?
That's how the threat started. One day, I got a nice-looking package from one of those high-end home goods stores. And inside was a pig mask. It was covered in blood.
What? Oh, my God, Wendy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, please. That's not even the worst of it. Santino saw the worst.
You mean the deer head?
Sitting on our doorstep. You saw the head, Santino. You never saw the note. It said, "Time to take the bull by the horns. Best regards, Eleanor Richland."
No!
I know it wasn't you, sweetie. That's your head of security, Eleanor. That's Richard Ludwig. And that's your company, good old Richland Health Services.
So that's why Bob killed himself?
I mean, obviously. He was a fragile man, Bob. He was never a locker room type like your dad or Richard. They always pushed him around, and this time, he just got pushed too far.
Wendy, I promise you, I am going to put a stop to this. RHS does not tolerate anything remotely like this. We're going to address this, and not just internally. We are going to the authorities.
I already did.
You went to the police?
That's why I was finally able to get the place cleaned up. They got their evidence. And I have to say, I feel cleaner now, too. Like someone finally stood up for Bob. Somebody had to put their foot down. And Eleanor, I just knew deep down it was never going to be you.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Elle, watch it!
Sorry, I just... I knew it. This is all my fault.
I disagree.
I'm CEO of the company. It's my responsibility.
You could never have known your head of security was going to terrorize a guy into killing himself.
But I knew Richard Ludwig was a creep. I was terrified of him as a child. And Dad used to say, yeah, that's the point. Eleanor, when I need a problem to go away, I call Richard. And when he's done, I don't ask questions. I always thought Dad was joking. I mean, God knows what he did for Dad over the years. Green Beret, ex-CIA. God, who knows what he's capable of.
Okay, could you maybe bring us back down below 80? I felt like 65 was a really good speed for this conversation.
We need to get to the office. It is pretty clear what's happening. Bob wanted the deal, and Richard held a gun to his head and started a PR shitstorm to stop it from happening, and he's doing a really good job of it.
Okay, but how is going toe-to-toe with Richard right now going to get us anywhere?
I'm not going to Richard. I'm the CEO of the company, and I want the security footage. Someone there is going to give it to me.
I told you I've seen all of that. The security camera was down.
According to who? Richard? I want to see for myself.
Okay, you're already driving like you have a death wish. I'm not showing it to you now.
Wait, you have it?
Richard emailed it to me the night Bob died. It's right here. Truck. Truck! Holy shit, big truck! Oh my God!
Show me.
Richard, okay, here we go. Up in the lobby, coming up in the elevator, crossing the bullpen, cut to static. That camera was down.
Okay, back up. Can you show me the bullpen camera again?
Here you go. There goes Bob again. Okay?
Stay on here.
It's an empty office. It was 3 a.m. No one was there.
Just wait.
Holy shit.
There he is. Richard Ludwig. He was there that night. Bob didn't kill himself.
Bob came back from Colorado all for the deal with Kozar.
And Richard killed him over it. God. We're gonna need more than this.
I just don't see what else there could be.
The bug. Santino, my office was bugged. And we know it wasn't Kosar who did it. Richard must have been listening. It's got to be on tape somewhere. When we get inside, we'll head right to IT. Someone there should be able to help.
Elle? Look at this.
Any plans to resign, Dr. Ridgeland?
Eleanor, were you aware of the harassment campaign against Bob Mayhew? Any further comment on his suicide?
Santino, they know about Bob.
Fuck. Somebody leaked it. Keep your head down. Okay, stay with me. We're gonna be fine.
When was the last time you spoke to Dr. Kozar?
Come on, hurry.
Now, come on, hurry up.
My card's not working.
Okay, here, just tuck in behind me, quick. Shit, it's not working either.
What is going on? Hi, excuse me, could you swipe us in, please? Our cards aren't working. The system must be down.
Just stay right there, ma'am.
I'm in kind of a hurry.
Oh, come on, this is Eleanor Richland. She's CEO of the company. It's her name on the building. Put her through.
Yeah, I know who you are, Dr. Richland. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to escort you from the building.
No, you can't do that. This is my company. What is going on?
I'm afraid your access privileges have been revoked.
By who? Who's doing this?
On orders of head of security, Richard Ludwig, ma'am.
What? No, take your hands off of me. Stop it.
Hey, man, ease up. Stop.
Ow, please.
Shocking news in Midtown this evening as accusations of harassment, menacing and toxic workplace conditions are leveled against Richland Health Services.
Just turned Eleanor Richland away from the company her father founded.
I'm home.
Santino.
What happened? Why is everything all over the place?
The policeman came. There was four of them.
That's right.
The very nice policemen came to look for things they needed on their treasure hunt. You keep watching, sweetie.
Lottie, what is going on here? What happened?
They served a search warrant. They were polite, they tried to be careful, but they were very, very thorough.
Okay. What did they take?
What did they take? Besides your computer and a bunch of work papers, they took our fucking plan away from us, Santino. They took everything we're trying to do. Your daughter just watched a bunch of cops serve a warrant on her dad, and you wouldn't know what they took? Now all our white fucking neighbors are talking about how the cops raided the brown people in Penthouse C.
Holy shit. I need to call Elle.
No. You need to call this woman. Abigail Payne. She's an assistant district attorney. She says she already knows you. She left her card.
Okay, but it's not that simple, Marisol. This has to go through legal. A lawyer should be doing this. I can't just pick up the phone on
my... You make the call now or you get out of this house.
What?
I mean it. You weren't pulling an all-nighter at work. You were in Colorado, and you lied to me. So if you care about this family, about me, you pick up the phone and dial.
Hey, sweets.
Manhattan DA's office, this is Abigail.
Abigail Payne?
Hi, Santino. Long time.
Have we met?
A long time ago. You were still a teenager. I was helping your mom with a lawsuit she was filing, or trying to file, against Morningside Presbyterian Medical Center.
I remember. Listen, I think this is a conversation that you should be having with the legal department at Richland Health Services.
Just listen, okay? We are not investigating a suicide. We are investigating a homicide. The company you work for is in serious trouble. And above all, your sister is in serious trouble. You need to take a minute and look around you and consider which side you want to be on in this. Because otherwise, I think you could be in serious trouble, too. Santino.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening.
Blood Ties stars Gillian Jacobs, Christian Navarro, and Peter Stormare. Also featured in this episode are Raul Beneja, Blair Chandler, Jim Conroy, Joe Holt, Anya Marie Kelly, Desiree Rodriguez, Tracy Sallows, D.L. Sams, Jamie Sheridan, Lauren Singer, Mike Starr, and Mathia Vargas. Blood Ties was written and directed by Benjamin Gray. Produced by Benjamin Gray. Story by Benjamin Gray and Marshall Louie. Sound director Alex Kemp. Production services by Wolf at the Door. Sound design by Dean Hovey. Mix and original score by Alex Kemp. Edited by Ruga Sun. Produced by Toby Lawless. I'm Lindsey Graham. Casting by Kate Geller, CSA. Music supervision by Scott Velasquez. Strange Days performed by Bikini Machine. Audio engineering by Marcelino Villapando, Sergio Enriquez, Lou Esposito, and Chris Gibney. Associate producers are Federico Torrado and Cameron Wu. Executive producers are Gillian Jacobs, Marsha Louie, and Megan Monaco for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.